Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
Pamela wrote in, had a disagreement with her friend Derek. They were out grabbing coffee the other day, and he started going off on this rant about how everyone is wearing leggings, yoga pants, sweatpants, all the time now. The grocery store, the DMV, standing in line at Cinnabon. He says, if you don't break a sweat, you don't get to wear the uniform. She's like, oh, shut up. Nobody cares if you didn't just finish Pilates. Leggings are comfortable. They look good. And we are in the golden age of athleisure wear. Derek's like, nah, it's for lazy people, husky people that can't fit into jeans.
That is not the case, though.
Listen, this is just what Derek said, Katie.
Saying,
don't be mad at Derek.
Yeah.
He says it's like wearing scrubs when you're not a nurse. So what are you guys' thoughts about this? The constantly wearing the yoga pants, the softy pants, the gym shorts, out at work, out in public. Sound off. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Dave's been holding for a minute. Hey, Davey boy.
How's it going?
Super dupes. So what are your thoughts on the athleisure wear?
Nobody really cares anymore. Even like the kids, it's like you see like a bunch of kids like wearing the pajama bottoms to school all the time. My kids did it too. It's like you go on Amazon and order them cheap and that's what they want to wear. As far as I go, there's two pairs of pants, you know, brand name that'll really fit me where I'm comfortable. So I go on Amazon and buy the corduroy sweatpants looking things with the drawstring and
Dave,
I call it good.
Dave, you're kind of making Derek's point. It's lazy dressing for husky people.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not really husky either. It's just I don't like the way they fit, like in the like crotch area or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, now you're just bragging, Dave. Now you're just bragging.
I like some room. I like some room.
Okay, all right, Dave. We get it. We get it. He likes the way the corduroy feels against him, it sounds like.
Yeah,
I think your first line when you started this, you said nobody cares anymore.
Yeah.
And that is a problem to me. Nobody cares what they look like anymore. They just don't dress up. They have no respect for themselves. They're sloppy all the time now. And I don't like that.
Well, I think it's more so that comfort takes center stage. And I think that that really became true after COVID because people were working in their sweatpants for so long. And now they don't want to put them away. They're like, wait, it's comfy to type an email in sweatpants. I like this, you know? So I
and
get
then,
it.
And then plus, once you get to be about 45, you don't care anymore. Comfort is it, you know?
Dave, I'm 45, dude. I dress very nicely every day, man. If you're going into an office, a professional setting, I want to look nice.
Well, I mean, that's different. You know, at work, you know, if you have a dress code or whatever, that's one thing.
But unless you're Josh. Side, Josh is in sweatpants today.
And they feel so good.
But we work
so
at
good,
a radio
Dave.
Station, Dave.
So what?
So.
Dude, we've got
the
clients.
Top
got...
half of my... When do we have clients?
Oh, constantly. We had clients in here yesterday. We had some muckety mucks from
and
football
And I was
in
a collared shirt, a quarter zip, and khakis yesterday.
What if we have clients in today? You look like a slob.
They're going to be like, wow, they allow these people to look so comfortably.
Yeah.
They're like, so comfortably.
Who is this intern with the hoodie, the backwards hat, and the sweatpants?
Well, backwards
have
hat
you seen the guys on the sports station?
Oh,
like,
don't get me started.
Come on.
Dave, we're going to let you go air out your crotch, buddy. Thank you for calling this morning, all right?
All right. Thanks.
Later, dude.
Bye, Dave.
You can't use
the
sports guys as a defense because they look like slobs 24/7. Do you want to look like that all the time?
No, but that's who we work with, and the standard
it's
has been set.
It's not a good
set.
Look. It's it a changed. Very low standard.
My style changed when I got the job with you, Jeremy, because you actually looked presentable and dressed up. And I came from the sports station, and I was like, oh, this is great. We can wear sweats and a hoodie every single day, and you never have I seen you in sweats in my life.
I will never wear sweats to work. No, it's not professional.
Do you own sweats?
I have sweats. I've got some, like, what are the joggers now?
I was
couple,
like, do you work out?
Joggers.
You don't wear shorts either. Do you work
out
in
work
jeans
out
and
in?
Cowboy boots?
I work out in, like, basketball shorts and a t-shirt. But again, I'm wearing that appropriate attire to the location it should be worn in.
Yes.
And then going home. I'm not showing up to work in basketball shorts and a t-shirt.
Wear sweats one day to work and it'll change
your
life.
You should.
And it'll change
your
life.
No underpants. I'll be in HR immediately.
Please wear underpants, please.
Patrick, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
So what do you think about this casual style everybody has now? Is it good or bad?
I like it. I remember in the 80s, 90s, when everybody started jazzercising and step aerobics.
Yeah.
And I was a young teen, and I thought it was a blessing that all these girls wanted to wear skin-tight pants.
Okay, so there is that angle. Yes, as a male and seeing that, it's a good look. I mean, yeah. I get it. But
pajama pants are out.
Yeah, you
pajama
can't
pants
do those,
are
huh?
out. Yeah, or what are those That's jeans that are like softy jeans? They're like leggings.
Jeggings.
Jeggings.
They're jeggings. Yes.
Yeah, jeggings.
I love them.
You do?
Big fan.
Love Big em. Fan. Patrick showing up to work in his jeggings.
I wouldn't wear them, never.
No. Uh-huh, sure. Oh,
Patrick, okay. Their eyes are up there. Come on, buddy.
You like to see them, though.
Patrick, thank you for the laughs, buddy. You have a great Thursday. All right. I will say, do you remember that craze, Katie? It was like a year or two ago. It was the Amazon leggings that went viral because the way it made your, it shaped your butt. The seam went up and around and like into
it
your crack.
Hugged your butt.
Yeah, those ones that really put your booty on blast.
Those
like,
ones
they
were nice.
Are
Nicole ordered those.
Front and center.
Did you like
they're
them?
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't have a third
awesome,
kid.
But yes, she's like, there's no way I can wear these anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it is full on arse in your face.
Unless you like pissed her off one day, then she'd be like, I'm wearing them everywhere.
Exactly.
Like, I'm going to Kohl's.
Mama's
going to
shake it.
I'm going to Safeway and Kohl's.
She's going to shake it at Kohl's. Yeah.
Get that Kohl's cash,
shake it
girl.
For me, girl. But yeah, and honestly, when she had them on, I was even kind of like, you can't wear those
yeah.
anywhere.
Yeah, right? You may never wear those again.
You're going to get the Patrick guy staring at you.
Yeah.
Hi, Nico.
Hey, how we doing?
Hey.
Super dupes. So you got your yoga pants on right now?
I sure do.
Yeah, you looking fine, buddy. So what are your thoughts on this? Like where everybody's wearing sweatpants and yoga pants everywhere now.
You know, I have to agree with Patrick. You know, as a guy's perspective, you got to love it. You know, it's getting tight. But in the professional world, I do agree. Yeah, it is a little lackadaisical. It just gives off that perspective as well.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think the girls know what they're kind of doing, though, you know? I feel like they also wear them going out knowing that, you know, they're going to get some looks.
Mm.
No, you make a good point.
I'm going to let him just take the floor.
Right,
I'm not
going
like, to say,
Jeremy and I,
I'm not going to say anything. Katie, would you
so
agree
quiet.
With that?
I would, yeah.
Okay.
I think, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Jeremy gets it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to say that I get it, though. No, yeah, I get it, buddy. Yeah, a lot of times it's definitely worn for looks.
Well,
but again, like that skin tight look at an office, I don't think that's appropriate. I really, really
yeah,
don't.
I mean, yeah, it's not appropriate. I mean, it's distracting, you know?
It is distracting.
Well, it's the same
I
thing.
I think it also. No,
go, going. Go ahead, Nico.
Oh, yeah, like I said, yeah, it's distracting. It just doesn't fit with other people.
Unless you're a horny dude.
Hey, well, and you know what gets me is the leggings and the crop tops that they wear with them. Because that's usually it, right? You have the pair of leggings and then the crop top, and it's like, woo, we wear
you're
that
like,
to the office.
Holy
it's
crop.
Like, my. Yeah.
Holy crop.
Oh my gosh.
Holy crop.
Nico,
right.
Thank you for calling, buddy. We'll let you go take a cold shower. Hi, Alicia.
Hey.
Hey, girl. Hey. So, are you wearing the sexy yoga pants today?
No, I'm into those jeggings. I know you just dogged on them, but I think that's kind of the way people get around the whole looking too casual or the leisure wear is that there's so many options for jeggings that look professional.
There's no pockets, though.
There are. There are some that have full pockets that look like a jean. The only difference is that they pull all the way up. They just don't have a zipper and a button.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you just
and
go the extra?
They get the job done. They come, you know, I agree with the crop tops. You don't mix them.
Yeah. Why like, so much?
I can wear one of my actual blouses or blazers with my jeggings and no one would know. And it gives me that comfort of sitting at a desk and typing without having to have business pants on. But being able to still look professional when I get called into a meeting. So,
okay, so
I
you're,
think
Jason's you're going,
aware of that, and I think that's what we should do.
You're strictly for comfort then.
Yeah.
more or less. Because, I mean, like, if you're looking like jeans, if they look like jeans, jeans and you're wearing them, why wouldn't you just put on a fancy pair of jeans, you know?
Because the elastic waistband.
So you got stretchy.
Yeah. Yes. When you're sitting at a desk typing all day long, you want that elastic.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, just that straight comfort. And if you're fooling people, yeah, if they think they're jeans, I'm for this. I may have to buy some jeggings off Amazon now.
You better get on it and wear them tomorrow.
No, I might have to.
I might get a pair, too. Yeah. Wear them backwards. I don't know. Alicia, thank you for calling. Sounding off. See you later.
Have a good one.
I throw this out?
Uh-oh. Do it.
Like, we have an obesity problem in this country, right?
We do.
And do you think these types of pants are kind of leaning towards that? Because you don't know when you're starting to get fluffy because they're so stretchy.
Bring back
buttons and zippers and snaps, and you might think about your diet a little bit more. Just throwing that out there.
I went through a little fluffier phase, and I had some jeans that I was not wearing, and I tried to squeeze those bad boys back on, and I was like, oh, Josh.
Yeah.
We got to get you back in shape,
it's
buddy.
It's an eye-opener.
It is. I mean, like, we were talking earlier, Jeremy, when we were going to that award ceremony, putting on suits that we haven't worn in years.
I couldn't button my pants.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
And I've been at the gym every day since.
Yeah. It's a humbling experience, and you go, okay, let's kind of get this back into gear.
Shoot, we took two
weeks
off.
But these sweats, man, I could go up six sizes in these sweats and be fine.
When we took 2 weeks off for Christmas, I sat around in my sweatpants, and when I had to put real pants back on when we came back to work, I was like, oh, no.
Oh, I know, right?
So that happened quickly. Oh, no.
Not only do you look a little sloppy to me, I think it's contributing to everybody getting a little thicker, which I'm just looking out for your health, you guys.
Yeah.
I'm just looking out for
but
your
you're
health.
But you're right. You don't. You don't,
I know, right?
So kind.
You don't notice it when you're wearing sweatpants, though.
No.
You're right, because
you
it's
really
I put
don't.
Those jeans on,
yeah.
And I was like,
the jeans,
suck it in.
The jeans are the telltale sign, for sure.
If you want to sound off about this, about athleisure wear on a daily basis, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. We'll get to Ann, Lisa, and...
It's Robert. Sorry,
Robert,
I didn't,
Robert
I didn't
on
click
six.
The enter
okay.
button.
I do have to read this message that came in from my buddy Dan. He said, if a job requires real pants, I don't want that job.
Get it, Dan.
Get
have
you,
have your
Dan.
Boundaries.
You do you, Dan. Ann, hi.
Hi.
Hi. So what are your thoughts on all this casual wear that's so popular right now?
Well, I think it's okay, primarily for two reasons. One, I'm a chef, so I have to wear, like, the elastic, like, sweatpants look for at least, like, chef pants.
Oh, chef pants.
I'm like,
you're a chef.
Yeah, because chef pants, yeah, are basically almost like scrubs. But also, like, I can wear cargo pants and still also look professional, since that's, like, the sweatpants of jeans,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Right.
You're holding the spatulas
also, like,
and stuff.
Say you want to wear just like yoga pants just going out, if it's a woman's, you know, certain time of the month, you get bloated. You can't always like fit into jeans, so you're going to want to wear like sweatpants or yoga pants to like feel better and work in a normal work
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
They're your
great
period
point.
Pants. Yeah. Is that true, Katie?
Oh, yes. You don't want any kind of pressure on your stomach during that time. Like, it will. So you're right. Leggings are perfect for that time of the month.
Yeah. Huh. Is that why you're wearing
so, like,
sweatpants,
leggings,
Steph?
That is. That is why I'm wearing them, yes.
What's that, Ann?
Leggings, sweatpants are super, like, normal for everyday, like, work practices or even just going out in any environment. Okay. I think the lazy factor is kind of misread.
Okay. Hey, as a chef, what's the best thing that you make?
Definitely, like, a char siu or, like, a sticky pork.
Oh, yeah.
Sticky pork. That was
pork.
Your nickname in high school, right?
I get a little... Actually, I get sticky pork once a month, actually,
oh,
Ann.
No. Oh, no.
Once a month, I get my sticky pork. Ann, thank you for calling. See you later. Say
thank
hi
you
to...
Much.
See ya. Say hi to Chef Boyardee for
thanks,
us.
Yeah.
Bye, Ann.
Thanks, Ann.
A lot of people texting. If you want to sound off, we can do a couple more calls. 303-691-1649. Isn't it crazy when you look back at like really old pictures of people like going on airplanes and flights and stuff, like how everybody dressed
their
nines?
Suits.
Yeah,
hats.
Would get dolled up to go on
little
the airplane.
Brooches and
yes.
things. And like those, it was an event, an occasion to get dressed up and fly. And now when you get on a flight, it's sweatpants. Flip-flops, stained T-shirts.
I will say, I still get pretty dressed up to get on a plane.
Good,
I'm not
appreciate
in a suit,
that.
But I get dressed up because, you never know. You might meet your, you know, your spouse there.
Your significant other.
Oh, okay.
See, if it's early, early morning, I'll wear the sweatpants. Like, if I'm sleeping on that plane, I'll be comfortable. But usually I try and dress up for it because it is an event, right?
But look around, though.
A lot of slobs. Yeah.
Is this Robert you said?
Yeah, that's Robert.
Hey, Robert, welcome to the show. Oh, it's this Robert.
Hi, Robert.
I just don't know how you know it's me based off of my hello.
Dude, you know what is so funny, buddy? I was laying in bed last night, and Nicole and I were just catching up, and I was talking about you to Knick Knack.
Juicy. Spill the tea.
I was just
we were talking about the show and how the show is going, and we're having so much fun. And I told her, like, we have a few callers that call in, like, all the time, which I don't care. In the past, that was a big deal on a previous show, let's say. I don't care because I love it because you guys turn into, like, little characters on our show.
Yeah.
And we were coming up with nicknames for you, Robert.
I want to hear some.
And not in a bad way. It's just because you call for every topic, and I love it. So Nicole said we should call you, I think it was Repeat Robert.
Oh, yay! Repeat Robert!
Repeat Robert. Because you call, like, every day,
that's
and
good.
I love it, dude.
Are you down with that, Robert? Can we say that?
I am okay with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you come up with something better, let me know, okay? So,
okay, I will think on things.
Repeat Robert, what do you want to say about this?
So, I will partially agree with Derek. There's a certain stipulation when it comes to athletic wear. Like, if you're in the office for, like, a presentation, probably shouldn't wear sweatpants and, you know, a sports ball jersey. But if it's Friday, you know, go ahead and rep your local team like the Nuggets or the Avs or, you know, whoever you'd like. And then
Katie's doing it right now. Okay. She's rocking a Nuggets jersey, you know?
I will say I have a Nuggets t-shirt on today, but it's our company and they gave us free t-shirts.
It's game three, Robert.
You're right.
So, Repeat Robert, you're like on board with like a casual Friday type thing.
Yeah, there's got to be some sort of borderline, you know, commonality when it comes to that. I mean, if now if you're at home and you're going to the, you know, to the park or the grocery store, who cares? You can wear sweatpants, a jersey, whatever. You're just comfortable because you're getting out. You'll wear it back inside to do nothing.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're more of a stickler when it comes to work.
Yeah, it's more of a work thing, whereas if it's just a daily thing, then... I mean, even for me, airport, I wear sweatpants, shorts, and flip-flops because I don't want to untie my shoes and put them back on.
Same.
Yeah,
the shoe
that's
thing.
Smart.
Yes.
Yeah, wear the slides. Rock the slides. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me started on that. I've told you guys my issue with that.
Closed-toed shoes.
You got to wear tennis shoes in case there's an emergency. You can run out.
Just run out barefoot.
You know what, buddy? I will tell you, you will very rarely catch me in shorts even at work. Unless it is like a 99-degree day
and
we're
going
to be in and out of here, I will maybe wear shorts on that
day. I've probably seen you maybe a handful of times in my 6 years of working with you. So it's been...
I've never seen you in shorts.
Very rare.
Yeah.
Ever.
Well, his calves are weird.
No, but
weird
my knees are so hot. I've got the sexiest knees. Hey, Repeat Robert, I'm sure we'll talk to you tomorrow, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. See you guys tomorrow.
Bye, Robert.
Later.
Bye.
Thanks, Robert.
He's fun.
Lisa?
Hello.
Hey, Queen. You get the final word on this. What are your thoughts on...
look at me today.
I know. What are your thoughts on too much athleisure wear out there?
I have a whole attitude against the fashion industry anyway, but I say, so what? Does it change my values and ethics to dress comfortably? I think that it's kind of vain and judgmental for you to say, I'm dressing what makes me feel good, and because you don't dress the way that I like, you are trash.
Okay, but Lisa, can I ask you a question really quick?
Mm-hmm.
Because there are proven studies that people that dress up, and I know you weren't knocking dressing up, but people that dress up for work, like, are more attentive. They do a better job. They get more stuff done. Then
you
when they
feel
show
better
up,
about
you
yourself.
Feel better about yourself than when you show up in just, you know, sweatpants and look like a slob. Like, you are actually being lazier at your job. And those are, like, studies that show that. That's not just an opinion. So what do you, like, what are your thoughts on that then?
I
am lazy. You can just say
I don't know what to say to that. I mean, I don't feel that. I don't think like I would fall into that study because,
you know,
when
what you
I'm
should
comfortable
do?
At work, when I'm working from home in my yoga pants and
so
I'm
you're at home
like,
then.
Yeah.
So it's a difference.
It is. Yeah.
Although they say even if you're working from home, get up, make your bed, take a shower, put on nice clothes. Don't lounge around in the sweatpants all day. You'll still get the same benefits. I've seen that study, too. You know what you would have to do, Lisa, is maybe do like 2 weeks with your softy pants and everything, and then 2 weeks where you totally get cleaned up and dressed up and just kind of see if you feel better and do better. And just kind of, you know, just kind of see, I guess. That's the only way you could decipher if it works or not.
I guess.
What are you wearing right now?
I'm still in my jammies.
Yeah, oh,
I'm jealous. Jelly.
Yeah. We are jealous.
An hour and a half later at work, working, still in my jammies.
Are they like SpongeBob jammies or anything good?
No, they're just kind of these leafy patterned pants and a purple shirt.
Cute. Super cute.
Sounds comfy.
Outdoors.
Yeah, sounds super comfy.
Lisa, thank you for sounding off and for having us on at home. We appreciate you.
All right. Have a great day.
Okay. Thanks, bye. Lisa. You too. She was a trooper, man. She hung on hold for a long time. So thanks, Lisa. That
Seriously,
was good.
Thank
yeah.
you. Yeah, she's got nothing else going on. It sounds
right.
Like.
She's in her PJs.
Well, it's a big topic to kind of sound off on, you know?
It is.
Like,
it
the
is.
Leggings look has been around for a long time. So I'm glad we kind of tackled it.
Really quickly,
Jared.
Yeah.
We did get one text that I thought was a really good point.
Tell me.
You were talking about my backwards hat really quickly.
Yeah.
Do you think hats at work are professional or not? You wouldn't go wear a hat into a locker.
No, and I've got one on today, too.
I know. Well, we both do.
We both have hats on today.
You wear hats all the time.
Yeah.
Both of you do.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Unprofessional?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd agree with you. I agree.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
again, we work in radio, so
It is a slippery slope with us, though,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Do you know, when I worked at a job in North Dakota, I got in trouble because it was way before the sweatpants craze, and I was wearing sweatpants to work, and my boss pulled me in and was like, you can't do that. Like, you cannot wear. I'm like, we're in radio. What are you talking about? Of course. There was a memo sent out about how we had to be professional at work because of me, because I wore sweatpants. 6 months later, the receptionist is wearing yoga pants, and that's okay because they look professional. And I was like, they're both with an elastic waistband. This is not fair.
Yours, like, all standard.
This is not fair. Yes, mine had a Nuggets logo on it, but what does that matter? Like, you know?
Oh, Katie.
Man.
The memo goes out. Please don't dress like Katie.
No, that's exactly what it said.
No reply alls. Thank you.
You need to get dressed for work. Thank you very much, management. Like, that's pretty much what it said.
Right. I will say, but the three of us do generally look pretty darn good.
Hey.
You know, for doing morning radio, I'm out of bed at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, we all look pretty darn good when we roll in here, so.
Yeah, and Katie says, we smell good, Jared.
You
and we do smell good.
They don't say the same about me, but, you know.
Well, Katie, you smell,
put some perfume on.
You smell, yeah.
If you didn't smell like, you know.
There's this new invention called deodorant, Katie.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
You should try showering. I'm going to get you a loofah for Mother's Day.
Thanks for that.